This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Your individual health as a Muslim, your imani spiritual state and mine, is very much connected to the health of the ummah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that the health of the ummah has reached a particular nisab, a particular threshold, only then will Allah Almighty cause the earth to shake, and only then will He support us. There is a certain threshold that we have to reach, and that is collectively, not just the people of Gaza, that's all of us. Because the ummah is made up of nations. Nations are made up of cities. Cities are made up of towns. Towns are made up of streets. Streets are made up of households. Households are made up of individuals. So my health and your health as a Muslim, and my habits and your habits as a Muslim, and the way I trade and you trade as Muslims, is connected to the overall health of the ummah. So it's time to sacrifice something. It's time to drop something haram in your life. It's time to realize that if you're spending your God-given youthful hours on TikTok and Snapchat and responding to every DM that comes your way, spending your time following the latest goss on KSI and Logan Paul and Nicki Minaj, and who is twerking where, and what rave is happening where, and the latest song and the latest trend and the latest palette of makeup, if you're spending your hours searching for the next alcohol-based or nicotine-based or shisha-based or riba interest-based business, then realize that you are prolonging the suffering of the ummah. That's how you need to see it. You're prolonging it. So when you ask about where is the victory of Allah, the answer to that question is not something that is out of your control, like a meteor that passes over your head. What time is the meteor? What time is the comet going to pass over our heads? We have no control over it. It's going to come at this time. That's not how the victory of Allah works. You ask, where is the victory of Allah? You say, where is your tawbah? Where is my repentance? There is something that needs to change in our lives. There are priorities that need to change. There is a friendship circle that needs to be reshuffled. There are investments that you need to withdraw from. There are certain habits that you need to cut off. There are certain websites and images that you need to abstain from. There are certain people that you need to cut off from your life. And there are certain family members that you need to apologize to and restore their relationship with them. There is a masjid that needs to be built. There is a waqf that needs to be donated to. There is salah that needs to be prayed on time. There is a hijab, my sister, that needs to be honored and glorified and purified once and for all. Because it's not just now about your welfare in the grave. It's now about the overall health of the ummah. And when I, Ali Hamouda, delay my tawbah, I delay my astaghfirullah, I am prolonging the suffering of the ummah. It's selfish. It's fundamentally selfish and self-centered. Make a change for yourself. And make a change for your Lord, most importantly. Then think about the change you will be making and how it will affect your ummah. Up until we do that, then we're going to need a few more earthquakes. And we're going to need a few more disasters. Are we going to need a few more wars upon Gaza and elsewhere until we manage to wipe away the sleep from our eyes and to realize tawbah is what the people of Gaza require from us. Much more than our money and much more than our retweeting and resharing of their content. What they really need is a worldwide apology to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And that's something within my hands. That's something within yours. Beware of being that man, that woman who reshares good content online, and then you tap your chest and you sleep well that night thinking, I've supported the cause of Palestine. No, you haven't. And if I, Ali, I delay my tawbah for one extra day, then I put myself on the list of betrayers who have betrayed this ummah. Don't be that man. Don't be that woman, my brothers and sisters. A few messages, 60 seconds, and I leave you with this. Takeaway messages. Number one, progress, more often than not, is non-linear. Progress is rarely a straight line. So I don't want you to confuse any outcome of this war in Gaza with failure. Because progress is non-linear. Progress is rarely a straight line. Remember that. Message number two. When you are seeing those battered and bruised martyrs being pulled out of the rubble, beware of despairing. And remember that they are not suffering anymore, despite what they look like. And they are in a place of comfort and happiness and forgiveness. And had they been given the choice now, they would not choose your company over the company of Allah. Those wives would not want to be back with their husbands. Those husbands don't want to be back with their wives. Those children don't want to be reunited with their families in dunya, because they are with who? إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ. في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. Allah said the people of piety will be amidst gardens and springs in a seating of honor next to a sovereign and capable king. Will they exchange that with me and us? They are happy where they are despite those battered and bruised martyrs that you see coming out of the rubble. That's message number two. Message number three, this universe belongs to Allah. The land is His, the sky is His, the decree is His, the creation are His, the command is His, the first and last is His. So beware of objecting at the decree of Allah. He manages us, His creation, as He wills. Beware of objecting at the decisions of Allah. And the fourth and final message I leave you with, remember that your individual imani health as a Muslim young man and woman has a very strong integral role and connection to the overall health of the ummah. Don't be that person who prolongs the suffering of this ummah and make your ultimate contribution a tawbah that we offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to forgive us. We ask Allah Almighty to liberate Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and Palestine and all of the lands of the Muslims. والحمد لله رب العالمين.